five unlikely friends brought together to do a simple job. But when things go wrong, they'll have to find a way to escape the Ring Planet. Standing in front of you is a large cyber demon and the Doom Guy. Can I say that? Is that copyright? Is no. Doom Guy copyright?
Let me actually be joking.
Huh.
What's another word for Doom? Hold on.
Demise.
Doom Slayer.
He's the Doom Slayer.
Nope, Doom Guy is also copyright.
Yeah, so I can't say Doom Guy.
God?
Hold on, what can I say?
Okay,
Doom Slayer is since 2016. Doom Guy is before 2016.
Doom God?
Demise. Demise doesn't work, Robin. I'm not, like, doomed is like you're cursed, like almost like a cursed. Yeah.
Hold on.
Existential.
Destruction, downfall, ruin, ruination, rack and ruin, termination, end, death, annihilation, extinction, disaster, catastrophe, quietus.
Catastrophe guy. Is there
catastrophe lad?
Yeah, I'm the catastrophe lad. His visor comes and he's like, I'm the catastrophe lad. Woo!
And you broke my immersion.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anyway, you had immersion? So alright. So there's a massive cyber demon. And with that, you guys can then grab everyone who's going to be in the fight. Leona's here. Bitly's here. Urinette's here. Staghorn also here. Leopold also here. Azuth also here. And where are you? Van, where are you at? Let's see you on here.
You already grabbed me. I'm right above Leona. What the hell's wrong with you?
Finn. Oh, yeah. I was like, okay, four NPCs. That's right. The other one isn't here because you guys haven't rescued him yet.
Maybe he was looking for life signs.
I hate you. And combat. Yes. Begin combat. Everyone roll initiative.
Round two. Grab a Citadel. Whole mighty six.
Fight me, Leopold.
Alright, so Burnett, I guess, is first. Okay.
I will, Azuth. I go before you.
So, Vernette pulls out her sword, like she do. And she looks at Doom Guy, and she looks at the Cyber Demon. She looks at Doom Guy, she's like, okay, so who am I fighting here? I don't know what's going on.
Start with the one with horns and no pants.
Yeah, okay. And she'll run up to the Cyber Demon and make an attack. Go ahead and make that attack, yeah.
It's a little bit discriminatory, but it's a little bit. Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Not bigoted. Not racist. It's a little bit stereotypical, but if they're not wearing pants, attack them first. 9 times out of 10. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, you know what? He's right.
That's kind of a shoot first and ask questions later kind of
thing. Use Vernette to attack?
Sorry, I was trying to find the thing. Did you update her character sheet?
No. It doesn't matter. Just attack.
I mean, she's a CR-8, so it kind of does matter, because she should be a CR-not-8. I don't know what level we are anymore. 11. She should be a CR-11.
Yeah, she should be leveled up.
Doesn't matter.
She crit. So, she runs up there and is like, I just cuts into the meat of this thing, doing 54 freaking damage.
Yeah.
And it yells and screams. It is gnarly to hear. And it's otherworldly.
What was that you said to me? I didn't think you would go to such lengths to save Vernette. This is why we save Vernette.
I mean,
it's awesome. Alright, so
every member of our crew is valid. Valid, valued.
Okay.
Except Finn.
And then you guys hear the sound. as a bunch of doors open up and all these other demons come pouring out.
Oh, come on!
You see several pink demons, and several of those weird brown ones that was throwing fireballs at you from before. Pink one's gonna run up to... 6, 7, so 8's reroll.
Are you gonna make a map for us on this?
No. There's gonna be too much going on for a map.
The whole reason I was asking for the map.
Huh?
Everyone's in
range. The whole reason I was asking for the map.
Everyone's in range.
That's fine. Yeah, I was gonna say, they're just all in fiber formation, all of them.
Of course.
No, the doors opened up all around the room.
Did you play Doom?
Huh? Yeah, fuck you.
So, with that, the first pink one comes running up to you, Leopold, and is going to try to bite you with its massive jaws. And its big pink form is like, mmm, and it makes an attack roll on you. Does a... Yes?
I forgot to ask, how long has it been since our last fight?
Not very long. It's been like a few minutes, tops.
Well, my armor regenerates, and my force field also regenerates, so I have to figure out... The shield is regenerated, but the armor is not.
The last thing you guys were, quotation marks, fighting was that imp in the upper levels there that was shooting fireballs at you. Beyond that, you were fighting a bunch of possessed guys. And anyway, Ryan, the question is, does a 28 hit your KAC?
Just barely.
Ah.
Does a 30 make it miss? Seriously.
What?
Did we just become
friends? I'm giving you +2 to your AC, and as a matter of fact, I'm stepping in the way of the attack.
He bodyguarded me.
I in harm's way, you.
Oh, and
I fucking remember to had it, Jesus.
+2 would give me 29 AC, which would put me 1 above.
So, yes. Yes, indeed.
Finn steps in the way and takes the hit.
Massive demon maul comes in, and instead of biting Leopold, which it was certainly about to, it bites Finn.
I stopped casting my
command
of death spell and look confused. I was going to do that anyway.
Take 25 damages, this thing bites you.
Oh my.
Just joking, like, Leopold's like a dial-up modem that hit lag. He has no idea how to handle this.
Whoa, what the fuck just happened?
Stanghorn, it's your turn.
Well, I guess I will go to the one.
You can demon. Charge into the folds if you'd like, or you can here. Let me. There's 10 of these things, right?
There we go.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Sorry, no. Why did I have 11? There's only supposed to be 10. Crap! I deleted all of them. Fuck. See? Yeah, they're back. And their turn order is going to be totally fucked now. Thanks for that. Yeah, pretty close to what it was. There. This one is not there. Okay, so there's 10 of them. There's 5 on either side. 3 pink to your left and 3 pink to your right, and the 2 imps in the back. Well, one of the ones on the right side ran up and attacked Leopold where Finn prevented. So I'm just going to put these 5.
Alright, so just to make sure I understand, there's 2 imps on each side?
Yes.
Okay.
Here, this ant wants a map. I'll just go ahead and get this in a map.
I want a map, too.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, I want a map, too.
No, I don't want a map.
Finn, close your eyes.
Fuck you, melee fighter. Now you have to worry about distances.
I would think that you're kind of set up a little bit like this.
Liana would be not. Do I not have ownership over these tokens anymore?
Yeah, how about that? Good. Very good setup for you.
And then Vernette went where?
Internet was like right here because there's a cyber demon like right up here in your northern area. I'll put this battleship up here so it represents the cyber demon. And Doom Guy is, I don't know, this. SNS1.
Hey, he's useful again.
Two, so right. He's okay.
That implies he was useful to begin with.
You're right. I take away the again.
All right. I guess I will attack the one that attacked Leopold. And leave.
Ruh-roh.
Does a natural 126 hit?
No, it does not, as a matter of fact. Go ahead and roll me some odds.
No, it hit, damn it.
Oh, no!
Oh, are we going to lose Leopold?
You pull your ling and you go to stab at it, and it kind of moves out of the way and goes, nah. Ah, God, it bites onto your arm, and you're going to take 17 damage as he bites you. Nah.
He bit you harder than me.
That's fine.
You have another attack, I think. If you're using a full attack, full round.
Didn't you say it's unwieldy?
It's unwieldy.
That means one attack.
Unfortunate.
Indeed.
Oh, you're using the chainsaw. I just realized that. Okay.
End turn.
Okay, so that one went. This one. This imp back here, he's going to go ahead and do a throw of things at Bit. Does a 15 hit Bit? Eh.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Barely.
So you see this fire go foof, as it just flies over Bit's head and land harmlessly across the broom. This one's gonna go ahead and run up to Burnett. I'm going to try to bite her.
I understand.
38.
The kinky bites.
Yes.
All right, 22 damage to Burnett.
Ew.
This thing bites her. Gnar.
Good shoulder bite. Nom,
nom, nom. Finn.
All right. I actually get to start out with Entropic, because I got the fucker to bite me. There we go. Okay. Whip and whip. The pink guy in front of me. 29 AC.
29 does hit.
Does it beat it by 5?
No, it doesn't beat it by 5.
Fuck! Okay. Still, he takes 31 damage. And I stick him with my pig sticker. 32! 31 damage.
Okay, what does it look like when you kill this thing?
Cleave it in twain.
Okay. These things aren't mouthers, so you can be as fun and graphic as you want without them just, falling with ash and stuff.
He hits it once somewhere randomly, but it looks like you headshot it and it melts to the ground because we're doomed here.
There you go.
It doesn't matter what you do, it dies the same way.
Fair.
Okay, so this one dies.
Doesn't matter the weapon, doesn't matter where you shot it, it's all going to be the same.
And can I say, as Andy, those rolls felt good.
Yeah, no, you were doing work.
This one runs up and is going to try to take a bite out of Vernet Crime. And fail to do so.
The bite's... No, it's not a one.
He goes, rawr, and Burnett's like, oh, hell no! That last one hurt!
No, it goes, rah, to bite, and Burnett's like, rah! It goes to bite it, it's like, what the, hold on, wait, that's not how this works!
Alright, so, this one's gonna go up to Bit. So that's 23 hit? Anthony?
I'm sorry, I'm leveling up NPCs right now.
You're doing Bit, such a good job, too.
Bit currently has 0 EAC and 0 KAC.
So that does hit!
When I finish getting this set up, he's going to be in the high 20s. So I don't remember what you asked me, so you need to pick.
23, so chances are no. Goes and bites onto his metal arm, and it's like, ar, 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 and he's like, uh-huh.
Yeah, keep that up.
How's that going for you? This imp on the other side is going to throw a fireball at Finn.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, you just fuck right off.
Does a 17 hit you?
Oh my, no.
Fireball whoosh, over everyone's head and does nothing.
Aim better!
That worked real quick.
Maybe don't encourage him. That did not better.
Work. Okay.
It came nowhere near me.
Alright, so this one's gonna throw a fireball at Liana. Does 31 hit Liana?
Yes.
Not you, asshole! Him!
Liana takes 11 damage. This imp throws a fireball at Finn! 22 hit!
Nope.
Alright, another fireball, fling! Into the nothing void. Liana! She's just hit by a fireball, and she's like, ah! She leans back into Leopold and goes, do you know these guys, or...
Wow!
I'm just saying, fire, you're fire, I don't know.
You on a close name, first name basis with the sleeper? Like, what are we doing here?
touche. So she will narrow her rifle and fire at the one that hit her. Can you roll an attack for her, Reed? Are you ready?
Who? Liana?
Liana, yeah.
She's super close. One second, let me open her up.
The only reason I'm allowed to be racist is because of my script.
I don't know if the attack bonus is accurate. It is.
Okay, cool. So yeah, enough. That definitely hits.
Okay, and I'm going to roll our damage manually.
Ow. She have another shot or no?
I just took a single shot.
Okay, so wings the hell out of this guy, and he's like, ah! Ah!
Yeah.
And now it's Bit's turn, and Bit is just going to make mincemeat out of the one in front of him. If you want to go ahead and make his trick attack on this thing, then yeah.
Bit, I have not even touched yet.
Okay, so let's see here. He's going to roll this.
He should be a plus 23-ish to hit. So, roll 1d20 plus 23. 37.
That definitely hits. And for a trick attack, doesn't he not have to do his bluff against my...
Funny. He doesn't have bluff, so let's...
He's operative, he better have bluff.
That would be one of his key skills, so it should be 21. I don't remember how this works, so... He rolled a 1, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not fooled by him, so just do normal damages to him, so it's going to be like this awesome arm attack.
Oops. Yep. That's not right. Hold on. Not much more. 31.
Okay, it's 31 damage to it. Slice! Cuts across the belly of this thing, and it's like, and it's still trying to like reach out and get at him. It doesn't seem to even notice the pain. Like, it doesn't even give a shit. Leopold, your turn.
I mean, I don't know much of what I could be doing here. I'm almost mostly tippy-top shape, and I don't want to... I mean,
Bit the shit out of my arm!
Are there a bunch of them still coming out of a hallway?
These two rooms? Yes, there are still a couple of them. Like, if you look over here, you can see, like, there are the four grouped up there.
Oh, there's four of them grouped up there. That have yet to charge in. What do they look like?
Look like demons.
Like, brown ones, pink ones.
Two pink ones, two browns.
Fucking racist.
It's the same level spell. Target it on the way back of the room, and all of a sudden a polar vortex opens up in that room for a giant fucking area. 100, it's a, let's see, details. Doesn't have the details. Hold on. Starfinder polar vortex. Alright, it is a 20-foot radius. It's a 40-foot cylinder that goes 100 feet vertically or until it hits ceiling. I'm feeling a big area basically right up to, like, here. which is pure polar vortex. They have to come a long way through.
Okay, go ahead and roll damage. Oh,
give me, give me. Are they medium?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're not flying. So, give me reflex of 20. I'm level 11 now. Not looking good. That one did. And that one's okay.
Two of them made it, two of them didn't.
Okay, let me do damage here.
The two in the back, the two imps made it.
Oh, of course. Roll 3d6. So, 12 cold and 19 bludgeoning. And then, I guess. Are they weak to either of those? Cold or bludgeoning?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I kind of need to know.
That's why I asked.
Well, okay, the imps are weak to cold, actually.
Okay, so they are weak. So, I guess, yeah, you can calculate it then. Have the damage. If the imps made it, then it's full damage to them. So they're...
That's 24. They look messed up, but they're not dead. These ones up front don't look too bothered by the cold or the bludgeoning.
Oh, it's difficult terrain now. Up to here.
Azuth!
Okay, so... Are these guys dead?
No. No.
Okay, well, I've not been paying attention to the battle. So we've got Doom guy. Is he still fighting the big guy?
He looks like he's about to square off with him. He's staring at him pretty intensely, and that neither of them have moved yet because this is a turn-based system.
Okay. And so then there's four guys. I'm guessing, what, two imps and two pink things over here?
They're in the middle of a polar vortex. It does not obscure you, though.
Yeah, you know what? I don't care. What we're going to do is, we're going to do the thing that requires me to have to pay the least amount of attention. I pray to the D&D gods.
Yes? Can I help you?
Cast Wonder Warp.
Why?
Anyway, here's Wonder Warp.
Decrease the area, damage, duration, and range of spells and spell-like abilities used by half. If you fail the will save, it includes the duration of this spell.
Does that mean my ongoing
didn't
spell
fail? The range is a 60-foot sphere. So, it's centered on me. Yep.
Do I get a will save or something?
Nope.
Cool.
This is random magic, the spell.
Yep.
It affects everybody in this, Gary. So, everything that is spell or spell-like ability is affected.
Well, awesome.
Whatever will I
until
do.
Next turn.
The range and damage are halved.
And duration.
Duration. Well, okay. That makes that easier. Okay.
They're half what they would be?
Mm-hmm. Decrease the area, damage, duration, and range of spells and spell-like abilities by half.
Well, damn it.
So my polar vortex shrinks by half. Still focused on that.
How big is your polar vortex normally?
It was 20 radius, now it's 10 radius. So it's like, yeah. Radius. So it'd be 20 total.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. Okay, that's radius.
Yeah, that's 10 feet.
Cool. Well, luckily it hits them when they start their turn.
Ice cold!
So the spell goes off and everything goes tie-dye.
And fucking Leopold's just glaring.
Alright, so this one's gonna take a step out of the polar vortex.
It hits him on the start of their turn.
Okay, do damage.
Oh, give me a reflex save.
You passed.
Alright, so it's gonna be a quarter damage?
Yeah, quarter damage.
66 plus 66, so 26, so half would be 13, so half of that would be 6.
Okay. Donk.
That doesn't hurt that bad. I know! I know!
It's just like, plunk. It's this little ice pick, this little ice cube just... It's like... As it runs up here, and now it's going to attack Finn.
Bring it on.
Does 30 hit you?
Which one? KRE.
The KAC. It's biting.
Oh, that does hit me.
Cool. Take 25 damage as this thing comes up and it's like, nyah! And bites onto your leg.
Yeah, get a good taste there, bud.
It's Burnett's turn, and Burnett...
I know you're lying.
Actually, it's not Burnett's turn. It's Cyberdemon slash Doomguy's turn, turn.
I thought it was Catastrophe.
So, Cyberdemon...
I thought it was Catastrophe.
Aims...
Catastrophe.
Life. Aims his gun down your way, and he's going to fire at Doomguy, who's standing next to SNS. Well, it used to be 20, but now it's... It used to be like a fucking fireball, but now... neutered it, so it's only gonna be so. I guess
good job.
Daghorn, make a reflex save.
Azuth looks over now, smiles at Leopold.
I don't understand what's going on.
Magic fight.
Okay.
Reflex, what you need to roll to escape. The explosion.
Come on, Staghorn, reflex!
What was this? It's a cease and desist. It's the first time we got one.
16. Make it?
Unfortunately, no. Okay. 16 does not. So, in other words, I guess what you're going to do is take some damages.
It's going to be half. Oh,
no. Yeah, take half of this. So, take 13 damage. God type, damn it.
What type of damage?
It's fire damage. It's an explosion. Oh. Okay. Basically, it's your... And Doomguy basically just kind of takes it. I'm sorry, what did I say his name was?
Catastrophe Lad.
Catastrophe Lad. He just sort of takes the damage and is just like... Mm. And his armor's not green, it's turquoise.
There we go.
And...
Yeah, just see him take that hit. Yeah, that's how you do it.
Cracks his neck.
A little too hard, drops to the ground.
Turns to you, Staghorn, and just opens his hand.
He's like, come with me.
More like,
you have something of mine.
You have my chainsaw.
Actually... I found it.
You have a choice to make. You can give it to him. You can say, nah, I'm going to hold on to this, if you'd like.
Does he verbally tell me to give him his chainsaw?
He never says anything.
He can't talk. Okay.
I'm not very good with body language.
That's true. He's a Copaxi.
Oh, yeah.
I can't see what you're doing right now. Canonically,
he doesn't have eyes.
So someone else will be gonna have to tell me that he wants his chainsaw. Otherwise, I'm
okay. Vernet goes, I think he wants the chainsaw.
Mine.
Robin's like, fuck you, Vernet.
Fine, I'll give it to him.
He grabs onto it, and you can hear vroom, vroom! And he, literally after a jump and then a second jump, he's now carving bits out of the Cyberdemon as he just leaps jump. Up the side of his leg and is, like, kind of balancing himself on the arm cannon and his chest. He's just like, just cutting into him. And that's the scene you get there. And now it's Vernet's turn, and Vernet wants to attack one of these asshole pink demons.
Okay. She will full attack.
30 hits, 27 does not.
That's a couple points too many. 37.
Okay, so 37 to this one? Sure, why not that one? Okay, her blade, she goes to chop at it once, and it just, like, nah, moves out of the way, and she skewers it. You can see a bunch of, like, black bile and goo coming out of it. It's like, and it hates that it got stabbed. It resents being stabbed.
No, stabbing, no, this sucks.
Staghorn, it is your turn.
Okay. I won't use a chainsaw this time. I better get that back up at the end of this. Okay. Let's see. Who do I want to attack? I guess I will go. Here? Attack this guy.
Okay, so you move forward and you help flank the pink demon that's attacking Finn. Go ahead and make your attack.
Kick his ass, Staghorn.
I'll do a full attack. No, I can't because I moved, right?
Yeah, unless you have a haste circuit.
Okay. 29 hit?
29 does not hit, unfortunately.
Well.
Because your trident...
We're flanking, plus two.
Skips past it, and it's like, ooh, flanking plus two. You do hit.
Well, I think the 29 includes the flanking.
Did you
click flanking? I added... I did click flanking.
Oh. Well, then no, you don't. He's like, I am ever present of my surroundings. I am the most talented pink demon ever to have graced these lands.
That's a bit till my turn, otherwise it'd be hilarious if I could just mind thrust it right there.
Okay, so this pink demon is going to take a step out here, and he's going to make his reflex save to take... he makes... does 26 make
26
it?
26 does, but he takes... on half, so 15, 16, half again, he takes 8 points.
Okay. Another ice cube just bounces off of his pink hide. He's just like, whatever.
Knock it off.
He's gonna run over this way, and come at you, Leopold. Does 22 hit your KAC?
No, it does not.
Okay, he goes to bite at you, and you're like, horrible pink monster. And this one's gonna throw a fireball at Yana because she shot him. Does a 16 hit Liana?
Nope.
It throws it, and it looks like it's gonna go dead on, and Liana puts her hand out, catches it, and just kinda grips it in her hand and goes, heat.
Nope, but I go slap it out of here. No, none of that. Nope.
Not really. It misses. It just misses.
Stopping that one right here.
This one's going to attack Burnett. Pink Demon rolled a 1.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, you're
and he's fine, though. He just goes to bite, and Burnett's like, no. No more of that.
Face pop.
Finn, your turn.
Let's get the one I'm flanking with Staghorn. Flank on there. I'll whip him for 21.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, super does miss. He's like, nah, fools! I am Grogon.
I got a sword too, jackass.
And the minute he goes, I'm and I go, and the whip was just a distraction, and
and then you critical with your sword, so please do critical damage with your sword!
That is one thing that's been consistent this entire campaign, that you'll miss with the first one and crit with the second one.
So, what does it look like when you kill this pink demon man?
Exactly like the last one.
He's all bragging, you fuckers can't hit me, I'm so good, and I just lop off his head, and he's still trying to brag, but, you know, he doesn't have any air going through his vocal cords anymore.
Alas! My hubris! And he falls over dead, and
indeed.
You lop his head off, but then all of a sudden he does the same weird death animation that the other one did.
Wait, what? I have so many questions!
Alright, this one's gonna attack Burnett. Critical.
Get him?
Oh my.
Where's Burnett up there?
Take 57 damage, Vernet, as this one latches onto your, like, midsection. Ooh. And is just, like, rending. Vernet's like, ah, fuck!
Super glad I got...
I never thought I'd hate anything worse than Mouthers! Ah!
Glad I leveled her up, because she gained 60 health by leveling up.
Woo!
Woo, right. Not me!
This is going to attack Bit!
It's the name, sorry.
It's 30 hit Bit's KAC?
Right now, yes.
Okay. Bit takes 23 damage.
Well, yes.
As Zing.
But actually, no.
Nah, duh! It's like pulling on him. It's like, hey, you're pulling my arm out of socket. Stop it.
First time Bit's taking damage. Ever.
This is a new sensation for me. Does I don't it... like this.
Does a 20 beat the reflex, Leopold?
How much?
20.
No, it fails, actually. So you take.
Okay, go ahead and do damage.
Fails by one. They take a whole, let's see, 26 minus.
What does it look like when he dies?
Just an ice cube hits him in the head and he goes to the same death animation.
What the fuck? I know, I lopped that one's head off.
Okay, so this one.
A little better.
Does a 24?
Yes. You take, let's see, half, so it's 14 by half, so 7 points of ice and bludgeoning.
Okay, so, this one dies in the same exact way as the other one did.
What the fuck?
We got something to bet.
And no matter where you're looking at the body,
it's always
it looks exactly the same. It's always facing the same direction.
And you always hear, hey, hey, in the background.
Hey, hey. Liana, it's your turn.
Alrighty. Liana. I've not finished her yet, but her gun works, so she will shoot twice at something.
Critical.
Oh my god!
Give me the other shot.
Wow. So, Liana criticals.
No, okay. Not the other one.
Okay, so she has, let's see, so that'd be 5, so she's got 17 higher than that. So that second roll would have been a 32.
That would also hit, yeah.
So, Ryan, pick targets for where those went.
They're both in a line. So the first one critical, and then she just has the line drawn the one next to Burnett. So, hold on, ruler to this direction, in order.
Okay. So, killing ones by Burnett, then? Okay. So, the first one criticals, this one... dies in that same death animation as before, and the second one wings the shit. No, wait, Burnett hit that one. And that one also dies in that same death animation. Bit, your turn.
Just a little bit. A little bit.
I'm actually writing these things out correctly using the NPC generator, so it's taking a little bit of time. However, he does have Trick Attack on his sheet. So, let's see, where is he at? He's got a dude on him, so we'll just Trick Attack. I guess that doesn't roll anything.
Nope, but it told me what it was. Look at that, Trick Attack.
Cool, 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 cool. Well, his total would be 40.
Yeah, that beats it.
So, his Trick Attack is going to do for 2 levels after that. So, it'll be 7, 9, and 11. So, it'll be 3d8, 68 bonus damage. If I hit.
Oh! 1!
Woo! Not me!
He goes... Okay, he's fine. He goes, look over there. And the demon's like, huh? And looks over there, and he goes to hit him with his arm, but remember, it was popped out of socket from before. He's like, god damn it. He's trying to re-put it back in his socket. Leopold, this is your turn.
I'm going to sidestep while staying in combat so I don't provoke. So up here. Now I'm in full flanking. Now I'm going to hit it with my staff. flank bonus are declared. Pow, 21. I'm not very good with one of these, so.
No, you swing at it, and it bounces off of its pink hide, and it's like, rawr.
Well, shit.
How dare you.
That's my turn.
Azuth!
Alright, well, we start with Wonder Warp. 79. What does 79 get us? One moment, please.
Stop doing it.
Anyway, here's Wonder Warp.
The answer is no, Ryan. It lasts for 10 more rounds, including this one.
Oh, God.
And after all, you're my Wonder Warp. Sorry.
Every creature within 60 feet regains 2d4 hit points or stamina points. Creature's choice.
I'll take some stamina.
Liana got 3. Everybody can roll their own.
I'm full health still, so I'm fine.
Bit.
Yeah, I'll take 5.
So he gets 5 HP.
And after our...
Okay.
You're my Wonder Warp.
I believe Vernet will be happy to take some freaking HP right
now.
Yep.
Vernet gets healed for 5.
Oh, that worked better than the 3 I rolled.
Vernet goes, thanks.
Now everything tastes like purple, and that's why you heal a little bit. So that just happens automatically. Now I can take my regular action.
What the hell was that?
Oh, so the magic the magic nullification's gone? But the healing was there?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, every round the prior thing goes away, and a new thing happens.
That's a little better.
Fucking
Yogg-Saroning this combat.
Yes!
Oops. So, we've got, what, two demons left here. There's two big demons, there's two regular demons over there, and then there's the big boy still fighting Doom Guy. Are these imps? Are these imps over here?
Yes, those are imps. One of them looks very, very shot at.
This might.
If you want to stay... I plan on going over there and exploding my next round.
You don't mind. I think I may explode.
You know what? That's why that's wrong, because my armor is not applying. Okay, so... fine. Bit, I don't think, has hit his guy yet, so let's just go here, and I will help Bit.
He should be safe there.
37 for EAC.
Are you going to activate your Staff of Nuclear Vengeance?
No. I'm hitting with my exploding
Coward.
Electric claw.
Okay, fine. Yes, you hit. 2 damage.
45. Electric and piercing.
You cut into him and he's like, nah! And he's not happy that you did it, but he knows you exist, so he's going to start trying to murder you in the brain.
I mean, fuck him. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. Doom Guy is carving into him like a Thanksgiving turkey, and then the Bio Demon grabs him and tosses him to the ground, and he hits the ground, and he slides to Leopold's feet. And he looks pretty unconscious after that, actually. He looks like he got his ass beat a bit up there.
Saghorn, your chainsaw came back.
1 minute.
Leopold.
You mean this really yours?
To make. The cyber demon is aiming his gun down at your party again.
It's fire gun?
Yeah, it's a big explosion gun.
Okay. What's my decision? It's not my turn, so...
No, I'm letting you make a decision. Right now, you can either heal Doom Guy, or you can get out of the way.
Get out of the way of the fire attack.
Fire attack that won't do shit to Leopold.
I'm going to heal Doom Guy.
Catastrophe, lad.
I'm going to heal Apocalypse Boy.
Alright, So, you can go ahead and expand any level of spell of your choice. I would expect a low one.
Yeah. I mean...
And he...
Roll 3d8 plus 7. So, he heals 19. Boop.
Okay.
There you go, son. It's Christmas Day. Go.
Okay. He sits straight up. And, he... tosses the chainsaw back and it slides to right here. Stag.
Oh, hey. Oh, hey, chainsaw.
Like, it's like 10 feet from you.
And both Finn and Stagcorum dive at the same time and headbutt each other and pass out. I'm like, God damn it.
You see him. I see and then you see him reach into a pouch and pull out what looks like a gnarly syringe, and he just, in an opening in his armor, just injects himself, and he jumps up there, grabs onto the gun, and pulls it up, and it fires harmlessly up into the top right. But now, as the demon doesn't get to fire his shot at the party, he's going to do something else. And instead, you see pink lightning erupt in either side of the room, and you can see two new-looking demons just appear. They look almost thinly and skeletal in nature, and they turn, and their eyes are this burning white light, and they, it looks like they have massive cannons on either arm, and they're like, nah! And they're about ready to enter the combat.
What the fuck?
Don't you touch that chainsaw.
At the end of combat, apparently. God damn it.
Wow. Yeah, you're all like shit.
Alright, Burnett, it is your turn.
Alright. So, let's see, where is Burnett? Burnett's back there. Burnett is going to use her move action. That doesn't, didn't roll anything. Whatever. 3d6. 11. She regains 24 hit points. Okay. She's gonna just walk over to Leopold with her standard action. Ben!
That saves me the move! Perfect!
Ow! You can see a lot of blood still, like, kind of pumping out. Hey, that bite did a lot and it hurt.
Man, look at what I can do. That's bigger than big.
Staghorn.
Alright, come here, pick up the chainsaw. Oh. And then I come here.
It's here for go.
And explode. And it should hit, so it's a 15-foot radius. Him, and him. And you can reflex for half.
Okay, lowest one would be him, actually, so... 22?
Let's see. It's... I'm trying to remember...
Highest is a 23?
I'm trying to remember the... the formula for finding the save. It's 10 plus
your charisma modifier plus I think half your level.
Half. So
let me double check 10,
that. 5.
It might be full for you.
Does it round up or round down?
I'll tell you in a sec. Solarian.
It would be anyways. So unless it's a full level, then there's no way, but I think it's
okay. So this one dies in that same animation, and but these two seem to be, well, no, wait, this one did that.
Yep, 10 plus half your Solarian modifier plus your Christmas modifier. Right.
Yeah, so 20. That's the save.
Yeah, that killed him too. He just collapses and dies. But this one looks like he's still, like, kind of standing. He's okay.
Okay.
Hey, Finn?
Yeah?
There's a guy between you and me. Just remind me.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It's going to attack Leopold. 17 hit your KAC? No. You basically just got your hand on his head and like, stop it. Stop bad.
Bam.
Finn, your turn.
Whip this guy.
Good.
27.
You add the flanking?
I did. 27, no?
No. It doesn't
I think they're 30.
Yeah, they're 30.
There you go.
That's better.
Okay, so the sword does hit. Congratulations.
Distract with the whip, hit with the stick.
Distract with the whip. 22.
Okay, so this one dies in that same animation as before.
Oh, God, what is going on?
And this one, I'm going to throw a fireball at Staghorn.
No.
Does a 19 hit? No. We're fire just flies.
We're all closer to 30. You don't even need to ask unless you're above a 25.
Yeah. Liana, it's her turn.
All right. Well, that's. I've got a million character sheets open in 1 second. Is there only? Wait, what are these things?
Those are meant nasty. Skeletal, like big cannons on their arms.
New demons.
Demons that just were summoned by the cyber demon.
Okay. Yeah, she does her triple attack. So that'd be a 28, 36, and 34 against this thing over here. This big cyber death thing.
Okay, so this one over here.
Okay, the one on
two
the
of those
right.
Hit.
65 damage.
Okay, so boom. It takes two shots to the chest, and it's like, ah! It looks very pissed off.
Good, fuck him.
Bitly.
All right, let's see if Bit can actually hit something. He doesn't. Wait. Oh, crap. Have you already exploded, Robin?
Yeah.
Right, well, he'll run it over to that. Actually, run to that thing. Gosh darn it. I keep forgetting. 35. So his trick attack goes through. Does he hit? 39.
He does hit. Do damage. Okay. Remember, he also has a sniper rifle.
Well, I. That was a really bad roll. Holy moly. 10d8 plus 7, and he did 47.
Yeah, that's not very good, but still, he comes up and is like, here, hold this. And just runs and leaps and just drives that blade right into his chest. He's like, ah!
That's actually only one less than average.
That's true.
Okay, it just looks bad for the amount of dice he rolled.
Okay, Leopold!
Heal Burnett with a level 3. Which is juiced 5d8 plus my wisdom. Roll 5d8 plus 7. I say, I'll get you better after the combat! 30 points of healing.
Okay. 30 points for Burnett. I feel better. Yeah, that's really good.
Really try not to spend all my spells, so I gotta, like, dole these out one at a time.
What? It's almost like we're in an incredibly hostile situation here, where we still have another massive boss fight ahead of us.
It's almost like some unknown... I'm sorry, I'm not doing the Burnett voice. It's almost like some unseen power is slowly trying to drain our resources as a party.
What a dick.
What are you talking about?
If that happened, he would be a real asshole and should be left somewhere by his wife and all his friends, but that's just me.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Azuth, it's your turn.
Alrighty. I'm gonna close all of this. So, first things first, let's roll me some D100s. 70. Do-do-do. Creatures gain a fly speed of 30 with average maneuverability. If a creature is airborne when this effect ends, it falls. Hmm. Everybody can fly this round. Good luck.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Look, he's not special anymore.
The guy can always fly.
Oh no.
So, you go to attack this thing, and it catches the staff in its hand. And it's
you mean my lightning claw?
Yeah, he catches your claw in his hand, and it's like, and it looks all super intimidating at you. This one is going to fire two rockets. One here, and one at Finn, because they're 10 feet, so this one will get Vernet and Leopold, and this one will just get Finn. I need those three characters to make reflex saves.
Reflon? 23.
Yeah, 21.
27 okay, for Vernet.
25 is the mark, so you missed two of you. And Vernet is like, oh shit, and just ducks out of there.
After I healed you!
Did you guys take 15 damage?
What kind of damage?
It's fine.
Explosion damage.
It's explosion. It's concussion. Sonic damage. Fuck you.
Is it fire or sonic? You gotta tell.
It's fire.
You mean it's tasty num 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 in my belly?
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, Leopold's so full.
It's his turn.
Where are you going, Burnett? I get hit. I don't even move. Where are you going?
this one. Anthony, this thing peers down at you, and you can see, like, a flash in its eyes, and you need to make a will
real save. Quick, Anthony, did you heal Vernet her 30? She looks about the same as before.
I did not. You have the permission to do so, so go for it. Yep. Everybody should have ownership over the crew.
Cool.
Okay. All you gotta do is right-click the token. If you highlight the box and you push plus 30 in, it will add... what was the question being posed to me? Oh, it's staring at me.
Will save.
That's right. There we go. Is it mind yes. affecting?
Yes.
Okay. 25.
You pass. Damn it.
Look at my dick.
It stares into you, but you only barely pass, and you can feel like this as it reaches back into your memories, and you can flash back, and you can almost like you're there. You are watching Sovereign die in front of you again, but then you're back.
You motherfucker!
And, you realize this thing just tried to. Immobilize you entirely with that. By you.
Well, then I've decided I'm no longer holding hands with it, and I pull my lightning call away from him.
Okay. It's Vernet's turn! Wait, no, it's not! First things first! Alright, 1 second. I remember most of it. I need to get to the last couple of these. This one. Okay. So you guys see a massive electrical surge that's that purple-ish, weirdish-looking lightning is all along the southern edge there. You just see just demon after demon after demon start pouring out of this little hole here.
Oh god damn it!
Doom guy,
I could fix it.
It's over here. There's like a like okay. There's just it's like this purplish, pinkish, otherworldly color you've never seen before is just crackling, and you can just see demons just kind of popping out of it, essentially, as they're being summoned through this portal. You hear something land just to your right side, Finn.
Look over.
You look down, and you see a very, very large gun. as Doom Guy had tossed it to you.
Oh.
So, here's your choice. You can either pick that up, putting your weapons away. It's very unwieldy, but it is very, very big. Like a, it's like big. It's like a big gun, like a big fucking gun. And you can probably use that.
I don't know. It's a big
freaking
gun.
Damn it, I want it so bad.
Keep your shit.
It's a big freaking gun, but I don't want to say a big fucking gun. Like, it's pretty big. I've seen bigger.
Oh, baby, yeah.
Big friendly giant.
That's right. It's a big friendly giant. Yes. Let's see how friendly as Finn picks it up.
EFG, right? That's what it stands for.
Yeah. In order to pick it up, you had to drop your sword and whip. That's the hard choice.
Yeah.
But now you're holding this massive gun.
Shit. It's lighter than it looks.
There's like 40 plus demons pouring out of that portal right now. You can see just one big button that says fire.
Are you sure it doesn't say kill everything in front of you?
Pretty much.
I press the kill everything in front of me button.
Sure enough, you can hear and this big green shot just fires out of the front of this cannon like goddamn gun. As it lands in front and just this blinding green light just kind of and everyone just kind of has to shield their eyes for a half second.
Finn is laughing hysterically.
You look back and everything over there is dead, but the gun is empty.
Oh my God, we're doing milestones.
It is very auspicious. I no longer have a penis.
thank God we're not doing XP leveling.
Vernet!
Finn just turns around, his eyes are glowing.
Oh, yeah, I regret everything. Control on Dan! Control on Dan!
Tis Vernet's turn, she is...
Oh, I'm sorry. So she still has not... Oh, she did get healed by...
Yeah, she got healed, yeah.
What's his bucket?
Thanks. As if...
So this undead thing over here is just still just chilling.
Yep. Well, it fired a couple of rockets at him. So Vernet's a little pissed off about that.
Okay. She's going to use charge attack, so she gets to my drawing tool out. She charges it and then gets to make two attacks.
Okay.
Why is she swings at the same... not proficient? The second one would be a 30.
Okay, that one does it.
Oh. Nope, it was actually a 26. I forgot. Full attack.
Yeah, so she just misses it. She misses all of it. So she's just like swinging and he's just like, ah, she's too wirely and she can't get a purchase on this thing.
Nice moves, though.
Oh, good. Staghorn.
I am going to. I just got that one covered. Come here and chainsaw this guy.
Brain.
Atomic powered chainsaw.
Yeah!
Is it 44 hit?
Yeah, 44 hits.
Okay.
So, Henrel. This will look like when you kill the same.
I guess it's the
same.
I think
we all know what it looks like.
Ugh. It just kind of.
It just dies. Same death animation.
They want to have Brutal Doom going, so they'd be like half corpses, then we can kick them when they're down.
Finn!
The flying
you're
effect
holding
is done,
an empty
yeah?
BFG, and your weapons are on the ground.
Yeah, that's right. Empty BFG, you're going to have to drop it and retrieve my weapons. Bit of flavor, he puts his hand on his chest. Thought my heart was beating there again.
Damn! Gotcha, almost.
You fire this thing and have your heart not skip a beat, even though it doesn't fucking beat.
He's starting to think that gun was designed for ship combat.
I can retrieve. Get two flank. Full flank. But it's because I get my weapons and can't attack. So, Liana! Do some damage.
Liana. Went and made her character sheet all fancy and whatnot, and all of her stuff is focused on her shooting explosive weapons. I haven't given her an explosive weapon yet. Yeah, I guess she'll just shoot at the one that Finn's fighting. 32 and 27.
One hits.
Pew pew.
This one wings it. It looks pretty bad off, but it still seems like it's ready to fight. Bit!
Oh my god, I keep forgetting I'm playing 9 million characters right now because Carrie's sick, but...
If you want to divvy up the actions, each of you can take a character.
Yeah, Bit's not done yet, so you guys can take the other ones. Bit will attempt to trick attack.
Well, if I can take the other characters, Finn, make a will save, control undeads.
Alright. He's going to triple attack.
I'm going to keep joking about it until one of these days I go and do it.
Okay.
And I roll one.
Well, with you, yeah.
Right.
It's going to be something dumb. Like, I need a beer. Finn.
Finn, go get me one. Fuck off.
Yay, damn it.
Man, I'm dead. I'll get you that beer.
Okay. Fat. Cuts. Oh, no, he cut into 4 of 2, so he's actually at half. Instead of keeping running totals in my head. Okay. Ow. He's like, and then stabs him again with another one. Leopold.
The one between Vernet and Finn looks pretty damaged.
Yep.
I'm going to try to telekinetic projectile that mofo. Really?
The rock just bounces off of you.
I didn't get a good mind grip. I'm sorry.
Big help, buddy. Big help.
Zeus!
I rolled a 2.
Trying to save those spell slots, are we?
Yeah, but I got the armor bonus for casting a spell, so...
Everybody within 60 feet. Let's see where I'm at.
Oh yeah, we were flying last round.
Yeah, that's how I got behind him.
Alright, everybody in that needs to make a will save of 24.
Woo, not me.
I failed.
I passed. Staghorn?
I failed.
Bit? Passed.
Alright, so... Where's Liana? Staghorn and Leopold failed, right?
I don't have access to... Oh, I do crew. Liana. Right. Did Liana roll?
No.
Liana failed.
Alright, so Staghorn, Leopold, and Liana failed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so, Staghorn. You attack on your next turn. You attack whatever the nearest creature is.
Sorry,
Leopold. Man. You attack the nearest creature to you. Liana acts normally.
Oh dear.
Okay, Liana's normal. Got it.
No.
Actually, it's a 50-50. We're gonna odds it. Hold on. Hi. 1 to 50. I attack Liana. 51 through 100. I attack Calamity Lad. I'm attacking Calamity.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, not like I have a choice. Ant.
I'm so glad I took the spell. 27 against EAC on that thing.
27 does not hit.
Against its EAC?
Oh, it's EAC? Okay, 27 does hit that. Barely. Jerk.
There's a reason why it's EAC. 37.
Okay, what does it look like when you kill this horrible monster?
We high-five again, except for this time my hand keeps going and I shred it into slivers.
But it has the same...
And then it goes into a predictable death animation. It's one's turn. It's going to kill Burnett. Actually, it's going to stare into Burnett's eyes. Burnett needs to make a will save. Ryan, you're in charge of Burnett.
I thought it was Liana. yeah, I could do Burnett.
Okay, Finn, you're in charge of Burnett.
Yeah, you're closer. You're right. Closer to the basket.
You guys both suck.
Here we go. What am I doing? Will save?
Will save, yeah.
Will. Whatcha? Yeah.
You guys just see her, and she's got that battle rage, that best battle rage, and she just starts...
Renette.
Drops her sword, drops to her knees.
Renette, what are you doing?
Pulls out her urn of her husband, and she's like, I wish I could
have saved
you. Oh, god damn it, this is not the time!
And she's just sobbing with her and her husband.
God damn it!
It's Burnett's turn. What does she choose to do? Oh, sob! Okay, no, actually, it's Burnett's turn.
Calamity Lad.
Leopold, you're better with emotions!
Yes. Calamity Lad, you see... You don't see it because you're like, huh, I'm going to attack things. And you just hear the sound of clack! And you see a thud.
The hell was that?
As Calamity Lad jumps down off of the falling body of this freaking cyber demon as its head just kind of lands and rolls to your feet there, Leopold. He's covered in its blood and he's just... And slowly looks over to the final demon still there. And you know his intents are about to be, murder that thing next. Now it's Burnett's turn, and she's just sobbing. And Staghorn, it is your turn.
Sorry,
Leopold, you're better with emotions.
I come over here.
Do something!
Hold on, it's my turn.
And I attack Bit. Hold on.
Staghorn, what are you doing?
I'm attacking Bit.
Oh. I wish you wouldn't do that to me.
Oh. Sorry, Bit.
Was it? Staghorn, do you want to hear a story my friend Staghorn told me? What are you doing, Staghorn?
I'm not canonic. I'm uncanonically crying as I shove this chainsaw up to Bit.
Yeah?
This is 35 hit his KAC.
It does.
Oh dear.
Mary had gone
with Will I dream?
What? 38 damage to Bit.
Jeez.
Brought on by Anthony Alexander.
I give and I take.
So far, it's been a lot of take.
I gave you flying and nobody used it.
I used it?
It's a flat room. There's no verticality here.
All right. Finn, it's your turn.
Oh.
This thing turns and looks at you next.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks pretty hurt, though.
Burnett is no longer
threatening,
thusly no longer giving me flanking, correct?
Correct.
Of course.
Miss!
If she was flanking, it'd be a hit. So,
God damn it!
That one.
God damn it!
I'm sorry, Sirbot.
God damn it!
What did she get affected by?
She's petrified.
Wait, so she's petrified, but it's from, like, fear.
Yeah, well, it's not really like a fear inducing. It's like a
brings your worst memory to front, and it
yeah brings your worst memory, and you just you focus on that. That's what's taking you out of the fight. You're not being like turned to stone or stunned or anything like that. It's literally you're just uncontrollably. It's just an uncontrollable sorrow.
So I'm calling it's not actually okay. So because she has the ability to shed. Like, staggered, and things like that. No, so
it's not that.
Okay. Because she's got also shaken, nauseated, sickened, frightened, fatigued.
Yeah, this is a thing of my design. It's designed to take bitches out of the combat. Because you have a lot of bitches in the combat.
I only hear one bitch right now.
Yeah, well, it's Liana's turn.
Liana is going to step down here,
Leopold.
And then she was fine. Oh, she passed. So.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she's fine. She acts normally. Actually, she failed, but she acts normally.
Oh wait, she's gonna full attack from here at the thing between Finn and Brunette.
She can't. She's got an unwieldy weapon now.
I thought she could before, but all right. Then she's definitely taking.
You gave she her could.
I finally finished giving everybody your equipment and whatnot.
35 versus KAC, goddamn, Liana.
35 hits.
28 piercing damage to the Magnetar.
Okay.
You fired the wrong gun, but that's fine.
What gun is it supposed to be? I saw the Magnetar that you were using before.
You probably just haven't refreshed the page. It's all good.
Either way, it dies. It does that same death animation as the other one did. Bit, it's your turn. I believe you passed the will save. You hit me with a chainsaw.
I'm sorry.
How weird is that?
So there's nothing left alive at the moment besides the big boss.
No, but everyone still has their no big thought. Big boss thing is dead. The only thing that's left alive now at this point is Doom Guy and everyone who's confused and has to continue their actions.
Gotcha.
Nope, it's still Magnetar on my screen. I just refresh everything.
Leopold, it's your
turn. I look over like, Burnett, I'm coming right after a high five, and I swing my staff at Doom Guy.
Okay, take your swing at Doom Guy. Calamity Lad.
33 versus EAC.
Versus EAC, that hits.
High five! 27 fire damage. Half holy.
Alright, come on, Calamity Guy. Kill him.
Do it.
Zeus,
all right. Well, we've got 7 more wonder effects
just
to go
end
through.
The spell.
He doesn't know how.
It's not a concentration.
Still dispel your own magic.
It's not
oh
fun.
Oh my god, I'm gonna.
especially because holy shit, the battle's not over. A medium Aeon arrives and it's immediately hostile to you.
To me?
What the fuck?
And this one doesn't go away at the end of the round. This one's just, it immediately arrives, and it is hostile.
What the hell,
as
man?
As per the summon
okay.
creature.
In the interest of time, Doom Guy runs yes. over and kills it.
I apologize profusely.
He looks back at you and is like,
it wasn't me, it was a high five, right? I don't know what I was...
I dispel Anthony's bullshit, because we're not doing that.
Now I have to save a counterspell for every occasion just to stop my party member.
He walks
there was,
over.
There was no fun 4th level spells, and I'm like, okay, we're taking counterspell, dimension door, and fuck the game over.
Fuck the game over so hard that the DM's like, no, nah, it's off now, we're done. But we're not gonna worry about that right now. Anyway, Doom Guy walks over, picks up his BFG, puts it in his extra-dimensional space, pulls out a massive red glowing sword, steps in the center of the pentagram, looks at all of you, stabs that sword into the pentagram, twists, and with a bright purple flash, both it and he are gone.
Good job, Leopold.
He left his chainsaw.
Yes, he did.
Yes, chainsaw is yours to keep. And Robbie's like, that was intense.
Damn. Renette, you okay?
Oh, yeah. How's Renette looking?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be
okay. Glad, sweetheart. I pat her on the shoulder with my right hand and then stab her in the back with a healing syringe.
Yeah. Give me that sweet, sweet healing goo. What is this? I wish you could heal emotionally.
I can,
wounds.
But I don't have that spell prepared. It's called Modify Memory. We'll just have to do it aloud.
You will hear over the speakers, nobody speaks gray.
No, it's hard. You can't even, it's not even a list to take.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. They're all mental.
Wondering if you hear anything at all, because why would he announce this to anybody? You just feel the station starting to kind of shake a little bit.
What was that?
One more. What is that? As I stab for that a second.
Yeah. That's
better this time. There we go. There you go. You're basically full.
Azuth, you can make your, engineering checks if you have them.
I got one big heal, guaranteed 55 healing, but I got it once a day. So, I'm holding on to it.
With a 30, you know that what's happening is some kind of machine is powering up and causing the station to vibrate.